Hey folks, Todd Dott Live. Welcome to Entrepreneur Live Video Podcast. Today's interview is with my good friend, Chris Strub, author of the book, 50 States, 100 Days. We will talk about that and more when I bring him in. Let's play some music and bring him in.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd Dott Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd Dott Live.
Yeah, folks listening on the podcast, this, of course, is recorded on a random Tuesday, not quite random to Chris and I. We've had it scheduled for quite some time, but I record my podcasts in advance. So if you want to participate in the live videos, you can catch them on YouTube, Periscope, or Facebook Live. My venue of choice for you to join us would be YouTube. Simply go to the white status bar at the top of any YouTube screen and type in Todd.live and you'll find the channel. Be sure to subscribe while you're there. And also you can type in Chris Strub in that bar and subscribe to him as well while you're at it. If you don't know Chris already, you've really missed out. You're going to get to know him today. He has been just crushing it in social media and live video and networking and just all things digital for the last several years. He is author of the book, 50 States, 100 Days. I'm holding it in my hand. This is my personal signed copy that I got when I met Chris at VidCon in Anaheim, California in 2017. Of course, Chris is on the screen with us right now. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic, Todd. I've been looking forward to this for a while. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, the best in the business. And let's rock and roll. Let's do it, man.
Dude, so let's just start with, let me fill in a little bit of holes for the folks. So Chris has driven the United States twice in his life that I'm aware of. Maybe he's done it 10 more times. I don't know. Knowing Chris, the odds are high that he's done it more than twice because he's always traveling. He's always in a new location. That's part of his shtick, I think. And it's what he loves to do. He's passionate about travel. He's passionate about networking. He's passionate about, pushing other causes other than his own. One of the big causes that he likes to push is charitable type organizations, particularly youth foundations and youth groups and people who help the youths in various locations. That's what 50 States, 100 Days is. In 2015, Chris drove the country in his 2007 Honda Accord that was just stood the test of time through that journey. Lots of signatures and fun stuff with that car, but he drove around and visited youth organizations in all 50 states, showing them the power of social media, bringing in the local news organizations to highlight and to just kind of let everyone, think about the possibilities when they're promoting their group within their locale and how they can do that. And at the time he was using Snapchat and Meerkat, and I think he was the first Snapchat and Meerkat personality to do all 50 states. Maybe that's live video too. Chris, add in what I might have forgotten or what you might like to add that I didn't cover.
Man, you could just keep going. This is fantastic. And I want to say thank you for doing your excellent video review of the book yesterday. So if you guys are watching or listening, you want to learn more about what Todd picked up on from that book. He did one of his TriCast, Quadcast live video reviews yesterday. And it's so special to see how so many people in, around the country and around the world have been impacted by the book, right? You know, I used to talk about how this was my journey. It's not my journey anymore. It's our journey. And I'm so grateful that Todd and so many of my friends in this industry have taken that stance, that this trip was a few years ago now. But when you read the book, my hope is that it really feels like you're right along there with me, just like we are here live today across all your different social channels, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible book. I've read it pretty much twice. I read it about a year ago, and my book review was long overdue. It's something that I've been passionate about, your journey, and our journey. Of course, anybody who's participated with you in promoting the book or promoting your cause or whatever is in a sense a part of the journey. But I did read quite a bit of it recently again in prepping for the book review. And I just love the whole concept. It's an easy, fun read, but it's got moments where I felt like I was with you sitting in a car somewhere, just breaking down, whether it was emotionally, mentally, financially, car having hardships and just people pulling up on the side of the road, you know, yeah. just things that happen to you. I mean, we feel what you're going through. You write it very conversationally, which I think is a great thing. And it's a fabulous journey. It's a fabulous account of a man's determination to take on a difficult project and see it through to the end.
I appreciate the kind words as always. I think what has made this book so successful is the simplicity of the idea, right? That so often I see and I hear other people, including yourself, talking about, oh, this Chris Strub guy, he did 50 states in 100 days. And that in its essence is all you need, you know, because when you're talking about other people's ideas, there's so much content out there. There's so many videos, so many podcasts, so many books. And the idea of a guy getting in his car and visiting 50 U.S. states in 100 days is simple. It's easy to remember. It rolls off the tongue. Thus, the simplicity of the cover, the simplicity of the idea. You know, one of our good mutual friends, Brian Fanzo, says, think like a fan, right? So if one of the readers, you know, maybe you see this in a bookstore or you hear about this online somewhere, you get it right away, right? And that's kind of been my shtick, I don't use that word before, but my hook, if you will, with working with other businesses and working with other nonprofits since this trip ended, right, is what is your hook? What would somebody else say about your business, your brand, if they're describing you to one of their friends? Because ultimately, Todd, that's what we're trying to do. We live in the social media world, and we want people to talk about the things that we do to their friends. We want to, of course, bring value when people watch. But my goal is also, Todd, to make sure that we're bringing something that's simple, that's easy to remember, and of course, brings value through every page. So 50 states, 100 days, I've taken that brand, taken that ball and run with it. It's my license plate now. You can see on the video, I've got the I Am Here hat and, the Team Strub t-shirt on, which you can also buy your own t-shirt if you check out my pinned tweet. So all of these things play together, but it all builds towards that one simple phrase, 50 states, 100 days.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, what you're doing is so different than everybody else because of the travel element. How important, you know, I just kind of stated it, but how important has the travel element been for you? Now, I know for the book and for the initial journey that you couldn't have done it without the travel part, but you still travel today a lot. So how important is the travel component to what you're doing today after this journey, the initial journey was completed?
Travel is everything. I think I'd love to mention too, I've actually published now a second book. This is called Fight for Good Tour, the book. This is about my journey to 25 states in 38 days with the Salvation Army, right? We called it the Fight for Good Tour, again, with that idea of trying to push and make it simple and digestible and easy for people to understand, right? Be part of the Fight for Good Tour. Join the fight, right? So 25 states, 38 days, only because we couldn't quite stretch out the Red Kettle season any earlier than November. If you start going before Halloween with the Red Kettles, you're pushing it a little bit much. But November 6th to December 15th, 2017 was the Fight for Good Tour. We raised $6,200. It was real simple. And of course, with I Am Here LLC, last year, Todd, you saw we met up at VidCon, but I've been speaking all around the country. Houston and San Diego and Dayton, Ohio. This upcoming, I'll be speaking again in Atlanta. I keynoted last year in Vegas. I'll be speaking this year at Social Media Day Denver and Social Media Day Wichita. So, you know, when we talk about the idea of your presence, right? My brand is literally I Am Here, right? There's going to be a lot of people watching and listening to this podcast who I may not have met in person, but my objective is to meet those people, right? Like if you're watching this right now, my goal in life, my goal with my business is to meet you, to bring value to you, and hopefully be able to help you solve the issues that you're facing with your business or, as Todd mentioned, your nonprofit, right? I am here, and ideally, I want you to bring me there, right? Because there's nothing like that in-person, that real-life experience to be able to teach and show. And of course, that can lead to consultations, that can lead to speaking engagements, that could theoretically lead to another big-time tour. Now, I'd love to say that I could maybe replace that Honda Hotel at some point, because as Todd mentioned, that car was going through a lot 3 years ago, and it's in the parking lot here in Omaha today. So these are things, big picture things that I'm working towards. But again, the whole premise is based around that presence, right? I am here working with this organization in Alabama that Todd will talk about, or, you know, I am here in Montana. I am here in Indianapolis. You know, that's the premise of every single live stream. You know, that Todd's there in his studio, but there's a good chance you might see him out at a conference or wherever you might be, and where you are really, really matters.
Absolutely. And I think well said, and I think it speaks volumes about the importance of travel and the importance of travel to your brand in particular. I'm hooked just on the, I mean, you could take everything else wonderful that you do and everything else that's wonderful about your brand and your message, and just you're in a new place in the United States every single day. It seems like every time I turn on my phone, today, I did not realize that you were in Omaha today. It seems like just the other day, I mean, I felt like you were in St. Louis recently. Mm-hmm. I felt like you were in Austin, Texas last week. I saw you in pictures with people who I know from my podcasts that I did not know that you knew, which was really cool. Brenda was one of them. You know, I think that was in Austin. Mm-hmm. So every time I turn around and look at Chris Strub online, you're in a new place. And that right there piques my curiosity every time I see your content. There's a lot of good creators out there, and I'd love to catch all of their content, but they don't have that. You know, that's a piece that you have that no one else has. It's a signature piece, and I think it's brilliant. And I happen to be a geography buff, so it appeals to me even more. You know, yeah. Where is Chris this time?
You know? I'm having a great time here in Omaha. I had a runza last night for all of the Nebraskans who are listening in. And I think what's really most important about this, Todd, again, is that idea that we have these opportunities to meet up, right? So when we talk about social media conferences, and I reference some of the ones that I'm going to be at upcoming pretty soon, I'll be in Chicago next week for the Social Media Strategy Summit, the Social Shakeup 2018 down in Atlanta. What's most important to me about all these experiences is that when you meet me, that I come across exactly the same in person as I do online, right? And Todd and I have had a chance to meet multiple times now, and I hope that you would concur with that idea that Absolutely. I'm not any different in person or online. That's incredibly important, you know, to be authentic, to be true to who you are, right? That I'm wearing a bright yellow t-shirt and a yellow hat, and if you meet me at an event, there's an excellent chance I'm going to be wearing a bright yellow t-shirt and a yellow hat, you know? And you want to just be genuinely interested. You want to be engaging. You want to be good to people. That's what I try and be online, and that's what I try and be offline. And as years go by and I get the chance to meet more and more people in all these different places that I'm going, again, Todd has interviewed me before. If you go back and watch from last year and then you compare to this year, and I'm going to set, hopefully we'll pick a date today, maybe where we'll set we'll plant a flag in the ground for next year, where we'll do another interview, and I will have met even more people, sold even more books, spoken in even more places. So when we talk about the long-term grind of being an entrepreneur, of trying to build your personal brand and everything, I'm really proud to call you a friend, Todd, because I've seen your growth and your nimbleness and your ability to adjust and launch new things on an ongoing basis. I'm right there along with you. And so I don't think either one of us would say that we're exactly where we want to be today.
Right.
Although I love Omaha. This is great. But both of us, I think, are working towards larger things in our careers. And this is very much what the journey looks like for me.
Yeah. So you're in Omaha right now, but you don't live there. Where you live in, is it Huntington Station, New York?
Very good. Huntington? Yes, that is my hometown.
Okay. Yep. But is that where you currently live today? Like, is that where, if you said, this is where I live today, are you in Huntington Station?
If you send me mail, that's where it goes. So I would say right now I live out of the Honda Hotel. I'm not staying in the Honda Hotel. I made a pledge to myself after the book, which I'd love for all the listeners to read, that I would not stay in the Honda Hotel anymore. But I really am kind of living from city to city these days. You know, you mentioned I met Brenda last week down in Austin. And one of the first things that she said was, "So are you considering moving here?" And I was like, "Go ahead and make your pitch." You know, like, you know, I'm open. I'm as open as one can possibly be right now to new opportunities, to new ideas, to a job opportunity, to an influencer gig. There's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that I'm not really at liberty to sure. give details about on a live broadcast. But if you were to DM me or to chat with me, I could certainly fill you in more on how things are very close to coming together in a number of different ways for Chris Strub on this April 17th, on Tax Day 2018.
That's awesome, Chris. I'm glad to hear it. So for the folks out there, there's a lot of people that, you know, they want to toe the water with, you know, stick their toe in the water and get it. They want to get into the digital space, and they don't really realize what a long haul it is. And I think that there might not be anybody better to talk about that than yourself. You know, how tough is it to make an impact? And, you know, when you're trying to build a business in the digital space, when you're trying to get a message out there, when you're trying to be different than anybody else, I mean, you know, share with us some of the, you know, the trials that you've had and how tough it really is. And that the you know, I imagine that it sounds like to me, the rewards are there for those who persevere and stick with it.
Boy, I mean, Todd, the challenges don't stop, my friend. And I think a lot of people, you know, my friend Joe Wilson talks about the phrase, we are all famous to a few people, right? And there are some people in the industry now, 2018, who look to Chris Strub as someone who's made it, right? Oh, look, Chris Strub is so successful with his personal brand. And that blows me away. You know, but then I think back to a few years ago, and I think about the people that I've looked up to. Joel Comm is a great example, right? And Joel Comm's Facebook status last night, literally last night, was something along the lines of, you know, things aren't as good for everybody as you think they are.
Right.
And that couldn't possibly be more true. And I can tell you that from experience, having had these conversations. You know, you get on the USS Midway and you go have a beer with, you know, thousands of people at Social Media Marketing World. And the one thing that you realize when you have a chance to meet people in real life, meet people in this industry in real life, is that there's very, very few people who are really thriving the way that you might think that they are based on their Instagram profile. And I know we're doing grammar school later on, so we'll talk more about that. Yeah. But, you know, this perception of perfection that people give off on social media, a lot of it is just BS, you know? And so back in St. Louis, you referenced the conference I was at a few weeks ago, right? We were talking about personal branding, and I'm there with Isaac Irvin from GoDaddy. Again, another guy who you really look to as a shining example of a great personal brand. You should have him on your show if you haven't already. Okay. I can make that introduction. But, you know, this whole collection of people talking about personal branding. And the one thing that I really wanted to jump up and say, Todd, was that the knowledge that we can give you, that we can give maybe a college student or a 21, 22, 23-year-old aspiring marketer, we can give you tips. We can tell you how we've done it. We can share with you the lessons of things that we've done that have worked and haven't worked. But what we can't do is accelerate the process. So when you get to a point where you're meeting people who are maybe years older than you, like Joel's a little older than we are, right?
Right.
Like you reach a point where you can learn from them, but you're really not taking the lessons and doing the things that they're doing, you're really accepting an invitation to join us on that personal branding journey.
Right.
That's one big point I wanted to make today, right? Like when you see Brian Fanzo, when you see Joel Comm, when you see Chris Brogan, you got to understand that there's many, many years of hard work behind all of what they've done and all of what they've built to this point, right? I do podcasts a lot and I don't ever really talk about, you know, 6 years working at a newspaper, right? And so spending most of my 20s sitting at a desk, working nights and weekends in upstate New York, you know, making next to nothing and trying to figure out what I'm doing, working towards and absorbing all of those skills along the way, you know, those formative years of being on Twitter, right? So I hate to drone on and on and on, Todd, but yeah. The idea that you're making connections and you're building these relationships and you're doing things one thing at a time. I like to build my audience one person at a time. And my hope from doing interviews like this, from doing podcasts like this, is that one person will become as close a friend to me as Todd Bergen is. You know what I mean? Right. When you look at the math, we're not talking about hundreds at a time. I'm looking for that one person that I can connect with on an ongoing basis so that the next time I do a podcast, maybe I have 3 people watching instead of 2 or 4 people watching instead of 3. And as those numbers build, if you realize that those relationships are super deep and super meaningful and you really care about what that other person is doing, like I know that Todd Bergen really cares about Chris Strub.
Sure.
You know, like, and that means the world to me, right? And I care about what you do. I care about the entrepreneur business that your daughter has launched as well, yep. right? Like, these are the relationships, and this is the way that it happens. You know, when you put good into the world, good comes back to you. And what's special about social media is that other people can see how you're doing these things, and then they want to be a part of something special.
Absolutely. Well said. And Chris, I want to just reach out to a few people that have joined us on Facebook. Carlos Phoenix joined in. Professor Nez joined in. Hey, Professor Nez, how you doing? Carlos said true. He echoes the comment that you made about Joel's comment. And I was even going to say, I mean, you don't even have to go on social media and think about it to realize it's true. You can go out on your street, walk down the street from your house and look at all the BMWs and Mercedes and all the parking spots of your neighborhood. And yeah. people have their credit cards jacked and people are, you know, doing with less to have those cars sitting out there. So, you know, things aren't always the way they seem. When you see somebody with a really dressed really to the nines, you know, they might be hopefully, you know, I want them to be doing as well as they look. But a lot of the times it's window dressing, you know, and it's just what humans do. And they do it online in the digital space as well. They make it look like they're doing phenomenally. And you look, you peek behind the curtain and it might not be so rosy.
I don't want to belabor this particular point, but if you follow me on any social media channel, you know that you will not see me jumping into these sort of discussions about hatchet jobs on other people, right. on other creators. For me, I very highly value and protect my brand, and I don't get involved in these sort of discussions about, well, this person's not doing this and this person's not doing this. Instead, I spend all of that time and energy paying it forward and paying it back to people like Professor Nez, who I know is doing a fantastic job with one of my best friends, Ross Brand. You know, they've got this great show going on. And so for me, it's always about trying to amplify the good, especially on social media.
You know what? I must not be paying attention to social media enough. I haven't seen any hatchet job conversations. And boy, am I glad that would bring me down. Yeah. I don't want to see that kind of stuff. It's hard enough for everybody to get by as it is and to get out there and to achieve the goals that they want that anybody would be so concerned with how someone else is doing and interested in somehow making them feel better by talking about how they're doing. Not something I want to be a part of. I don't know if that's something maybe that's more on Twitter than anywhere else. I don't pay as much attention to Twitter. I know you're very heavily engaged on Twitter. So maybe that's the platform where that happens a little more often. I don't know.
Oh, I love Twitter. I'm surrounded by positivity and good vibes on every social media channel that I'm on. And I'm grateful to have good friends like Todd Bergen and so many of the others who might be watching or listening live or on replay to lift me up. That's what's worked for me to this point, and that's what I'm going to stick with.
Yeah. So, Chris, let's dive into some live video since we are in a live video show. Let's talk about how live video was a major component in your journey and how it's a major component in what you're doing today. I know that's two questions in one, but I think you can probably seamlessly take us through how important live video and broadcasting on the internet, you know, audio and video on the multiple platforms has helped you with your journey.
So I did a podcast this morning with my friend Ben Roberts, the Marketing Buzzword podcast, another great, great thing to listen to after you're done listening to every single episode of Todd Bergen on every iteration that he's done. And we talked about the utilitarian nature of live streaming, right? We talked about not necessarily what brands and businesses are intending live streaming to be used for, but what are most people using live streaming for, right? And we have to think about this from the average person's perspective, which is that every single person watching this, listening to this right now, has something going on in their life that may be eating at them, that may be bothering them, right? That we all use social media differently. We all have a different why behind what we do. You could psychoanalyze the reason why I would quit my 9-to-5 in Binghamton and travel the country and then travel the country again. And then, you know, all these different things. But for me, live streaming was more than just wanting to tell the stories of the different nonprofits. And as you read through the book, you really see that I use live streaming as a crutch. And it was a cathartic sort of avenue for me to share with people, not just the stories, right? So every live stream that you saw, this wasn't the Chris Strub nonprofit show. And I did some of that when I worked with Humana back in 2016. So there was much more of that. But if you read through the book, the 2015 book, a lot of the live streams that I did were literally laying in the back seat of my car, pressing a button when I was alone at a Walmart in North Dakota, you know, and just looking for someone to talk to because I was alone. Right. And so when we think about how we're connecting with people on live streaming, of course we want to bring business value. Of course we want to sell our books. Of course we want to achieve whatever business objective there is. But so often we forget that a lot of people use social media just to connect with one another. Right. And they're really, and I didn't do a good enough job of this in 2015. I did not do a good enough job of connecting with a lot of the people that wanted to connect with me because I didn't make that realization. I didn't put two and two together that people didn't care that I was on a 50 state, 100 day trip. Some people did, but a lot of people just saw a kid who was alone in Iowa somewhere and was looking for somebody to talk to. And I really have tried to keep that hat on, so to speak, and remember that social media means different things to everybody. And then so your brand means different things to everybody, right? So when Brian Fanzo talks about your value is not determined by what you think, you might think you make the greatest live stream ever. And it's really funny. I hate to drone on, Todd. I am the worst with these things. I'm so sorry. I wish we had 2 hours.
Dude, but you drop bombs, and it's I love listening to it. So just keep on going, my friend. Sorry to even say anything.
You and I did a live stream on the spot about 2-3 weeks ago when I flew back in from Tampa to Dallas.
Yep.
And you brought up a story about a live stream that you remembered me doing. And I hardly even remember this because we were talking about this example of when my tires blew out in Pennsylvania, and I had some great customer service from this tire place in Pennsylvania. And so for me, when I realized that I've done probably north of 1,000 live streams, every time I talk to someone who I know or who I kind of know from a distance, they'll bring up something else that I've done that usually doesn't have anything to do with 50 states, 100 days, but it resonated with them, you know? And so that to me is the value of consistency, right? Of being authentic, of being who you are, because that live stream from Pennsylvania, that doesn't come back to my mind, right? Peter McDonald in Arizona, I met up with him a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how I had some social anxiety that I was revealing when I got invited to go down to the Shorty Awards in early 2016. And instead of driving down to the Shorty Awards, I went on a live stream and I was really deep and emotional and upset about the fact that I hadn't developed the courage to go. And that was the moment that Peter remembers that he references when he thinks about Chris Strub. Now, I didn't even remember doing that live stream either. You know, so when you think about the value that you're giving to other people, you know, when Todd walks around VidCon and someone comes up to him and says, "Hey, Todd, I want to say thank you for the podcast that you did with Chris Strub last April," blah, 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 blah. Todd's going to do 100 more interviews, you know, probably 200 more interviews before VidCon next year, right? But maybe this is the one that stands out. So that idea of being consistent, of always being authentic, of being who you are, and revealing something true to yourself and your sensibilities, I think that really allows you to strategize better about what you're doing with your live streaming strategy. You know, that because you're live streaming, you have to be yourself. You cannot hide behind it. And I never try and hide behind it. And to this point, it's worked for me so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and to the podcast audience, and of course the live viewers and the replay viewers of the video, there were a lot of important takeaways from right there. But one question I get a lot, Chris, is the value of going live regularly and the value of going live in what I call fluff. And, you know, I do a lot of studio, and a lot of the people that listen to my podcast and who communicate with me are interested in studio and broadcasting on a professional nature. And, you know, we do get into discussions about, you know, whipping out the phone and doing, you know, as I say, fluff. Now, fluff can be anything. It can be fun and engaging, you know, lighthearted stuff. It could be, you know, you're emotional and crying after some guys at a tire dealership went overboard for you. And I hate to lump that in with fluff, but that particular story, you know, even though it is kind of the way you do your business, it's not brand specific. It's
correct.
It's, you know, and so I think that one of the big takeaways from what you just said is the value of seeing great stories in everyday life, whether they're happy, whether they're sad, whether they're frustrating, whatever it is, and sharing that with the people out there and seeing what they think, asking questions, you know, can you relate and that sort of a thing. It has a major impact on people, much more so probably than doing the studio stuff.
Todd, we could do 4 hours on this particular question alone. Sure. Right. And I'm sure this is something you think a lot about. I think the important thing to remember and to recognize, and I think the answer is probably going to be some combination of both.
Right.
Okay. So what I would recommend if I were, let's say, Todd Bergen, you know, when you're walking around, you know, you're going for a walk on Instagram Live and you're just having a conversation with people, I think that can build toward what your real show is, which is something more like this, where you're in the studio, it's produced, you have a guest, you have a strategy, and so on and so forth. I think one thing that people too often think is, oh man, I'm going to bore people. I'm going to give them way too much of me. And you have to remember too that we all exist. Of course, Todd and I are good friends, but in the social media space, we exist as one of a million other things that we can watch and tune into along the way. And so if you're on Instagram and literally you can scroll to the right and you can watch all these different stories, blah, 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 and you see Chris Strub is live, now all of a sudden maybe I get your attention and you pop in, you say hello for a minute or two, you can make that business connection. And I would postulate to say that meeting, that me joining in that interview a few weeks ago, although we'd already had this scheduled, that probably helped build our relationship and develop towards a point where we strengthened what we're doing. And so that's good too. Yeah. You know, so again, we're still in the formative stages of what we're doing here. I love going live with Todd Bergen because he's always so experimental. He's not afraid to press the gas pedal, press that start button and go. And more importantly, adjust. I can't even remember all the names of the different things, divorce the workforce and all these different ways that Todd has adjusted and meandered along the way. I think that's one of the reasons you and I get along so well, because my brand is changing and different and morphing all the time, but it is always true to that same big ideal of wanting to connect with people, wanting to bring value to people, and ultimately wanting to be successful. And so I can't give you a definitive answer on should I be creating fluff or not. And I would also say that what one person considers fluff, Todd Bergen might think is the most memorable thing I've ever done on a live stream, when I've done 50 states, 100 days, 25 states, 38 days, worked with human, you know what I mean? Like all of these different things, live streaming at a tire dealership in Pennsylvania would be thing number 99 that I would bring up. But that was thing number one that you thought to bring up when we went live a few weeks ago.
Well, one of the things that I always say in my podcast and in my videos is that fluff sells. And I learned this with Snapchat when I was doing a thing. When I was building my live video studio, I was ordering things from Amazon all the time. And I would kind of, my shtick was to act like the $400 piece of equipment I was buying was not really what I wanted. I bought that in order to get the plastic air bubbles that came with it. And then I would do this stomping scene where I was freeing the air and stomping the bubbles in my sandals with my socks on, which always people get a kick when they see a guy with sandals and socks on. So when I realized that fluff sold, because people were like, my wife was like, what are you doing filming yourself stomping on this? I was like, just wait and see. A number of weeks later, maybe it was a couple months later, people started sending me their stomping of their bubbles with their socks and their sandals on. And hey, Todd, I was thinking of you when I had some air bubbles. And you just never know what's going to resonate. That video we did a couple weeks ago that was impromptu, where you were in that van, you were on a rideshare van, and you were like, I don't know if all these people are going to mind me live streaming, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it anyway. I mean, people that watch that are going to remember that. I'm going to remember that always. That was a huge moment in your and I's career together in broadcasting. And we've done some pretty phenomenal broadcasts, and that was just on the fly. And that was, in my opinion, very monumental and memorable. So, you know, and in a sense, it's fluffy, right? It's not, it was just something totally unplanned with no clear objective. We just ran with it.
I think it speaks to the human nature of things, right? That people, again, see Chris Strub as the 50 states, 100 days guy. You know, people might have this perception of me that I'm some like hullabaloo guy, you know, because I've done 50 states, 100 days. It's really the opposite. Like, I am just a dude that's done a trip. But I think again, when I think about,
I think that's an oversimplification. If I can interrupt, you're just a dude that did a trip. No, okay. Sorry to interrupt, Chris.
Two trips. But I think when I honestly think back of what has been the most successful thing that I've put into the social media space over the last few years, I know, Todd, you dabble in Snapchat, but it was 2 years ago that I came up with the idea of hashtag one take snaps, right? Which kind of translates across different platforms. But if you're not familiar with the idea, one take snaps is the idea that when you're recording something on Snapchat and then hypothetically on Instagrams, where you could still call it one take snaps or calling something different, that you would post your mistakes and post your errors. And, you know, again, I live within my own bubble, you know, that I live in a tiny corner of the internet and there's so much more internet out there. But everything that I saw from my perspective after that day, when people learned about one take snaps and then they realize, oh, you mean I don't have to be perfect on here? Yeah. You know, that other people are human too. I think that one take snaps might be more successful and might be a more gravitational idea than 50 states, 100 days, because it's so human. It's so authentic. And so many people have taken it and run with it. And I'll watch other people's, I'll watch stranger stories, people I've never talked to. And you see hashtag one take snaps and it's like, wow, you know, like we really struck a nerve there because it's so human, you know? So that's where that came from. I think it was like February, 2016. And I tweeted it. I sent a snap to my friend Blake Croft and I was like, hey, this is my idea, man. I see a lot of people frustrated with the idea of perfection. Let's try to turn that on its head. And one take snaps was born.
Nice. Love it. So what's in store for Chris Strub in the near future with live video? And I mean, you've kind of given us your, you have to have a shirt that's like, like if I went to a Van Halen concert, I buy the shirt that has the tour on the back. We need a Chris Strub shirt, a Team Strub shirt that has the tour on the back.
Well, have you seen the back of the shirt? I mean,
do you already have that? You already have that? Oh, dude, I didn't even know. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I've seen that before. I might have seen that before. It's brilliant, my friend.
This is the only shirt that I have here. Would it be inappropriate if I took the shirt off? Maybe I'll skip that step.
You know what? We're looking for memorable moments on video, there you go. If you want to do it, you go right ahead, my friend. You run, you work out.
Right? Like the back of the shirt. How's that, Todd? How's there that for go. A memorable experience? The back of the shirt actually lists all of the dates where I was traveling. So when we talk about the idea of knowing the big picture, right? And I think it's so interesting that you brought this up without realizing the way the back of the shirt looked. But you can actually get one of these shirts right now. If you go to my pinned tweet, it's is.gd/strubshirt. You can buy your own Team Strub t-shirt. And that actually lists, I'll zoom in there so you can see the cities that I visited along the way to visiting 50 states in 100 days. So this was something I didn't think I was going to do today, Todd. I'm taking my shirt off in a hotel room in Omaha for you guys.
Hey, it's memorable. And I like the shirt. And it starts, folks, with Charleston, South Carolina. For those of you who don't know, I lived in Charleston, South Carolina for 4 years before moving to Southern California 20 years ago. And I spent many, many, many summers on Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, growing up as a kid, starting in the 1970s, all the way back there. On Chris's shirt also is Montgomery, Alabama and Lexington, Kentucky. So I particularly enjoyed those three stops in the book because he did stop in three places. In fact, when he went to Montgomery, Alabama, he visited Peter Crump Elementary School, which I went to first, second and third grade there. So a long time ago, this was like 1974, 75, 76 or something like that.
Hard to believe. You don't look, you definitely don't look your years there, Todd. I mean that in a good way.
Well,
but
thank you.
Yeah. And that's the thing with 50 States, 100 Days. It brings such a personal connection to a lot of people. You know, not everybody obviously went to an elementary school that I would have visited, in Alabama, but, everyone seems to have some sort of connection to some state, whether you're born and raised in the same state or you know family in another city. Certainly, I've connected more with my friends Jen Cole and Julie Riley down there at Depict Media in Wichita because I went to Wichita. You know, so this book really does bring sort of a local element, no matter which state you live in, because of its unique composition.
I think another tour is in order here in the next year or two, maybe 3 years. Well, I think that your network is so big now that it'll be very remarkable, and it'll be an entirely new experience for both you and your readers.
And that's the thing, Todd, when you just asked a question a moment ago about, you know, what comes next, I got to be perfectly honest with you. In the back of my mind, I'm always looking for that big sort of marketer, that CMO, that person who has a vision as big as mine. Now, thankfully, I was lucky enough to find one with the Salvation Army and the team at the Richards Group in Dallas. And they said, Chris, we love this 50 states, 100 days idea. I don't know that we can do 100 states, but let's send you through 25. You know, and it was awesome. It was so cool to get out there and do it. We brought tons of attention. It was such an exciting opportunity for all the different Salvation Army locations. Obviously, it was exciting for me to get a chance to meet all these people. But when you think about the idea of road trip marketing, and this is really my next big thing, Todd Bergen, road trip marketing.
Love it.
Right? The idea of and I don't know why I think I'm talking to the mic when I actually have the big mic set up here, but road trip marketing. The idea of stringing together experiences at different locations of the same place around the country or even around the world, and then comparing and contrasting the way that these experiences differ from place to place. Now, if you follow me on social media, you know I go to Planet Fitness every city I go in, right? I'm not sponsored by Planet Fitness, but that's just one idea, right? To go to different places, to go to the different Burger King, to go to the, you know, whatever the business, right? Mattress King. What, it doesn't matter what it is, Sbarro, and have a different experience in each different city, and then string them together, compare and contrast, and look at what makes our world unique. It's fun. It's awesome. It's different. It stands out. And, you know, you talk about having an idea. I don't have an idea. I have two books now that prove how successful this thought process can be. So that's my challenge to anyone listening to this, is send this to your favorite national business that has locations all around the United States. Tell them that Chris doesn't usually take a shirt off when he's doing live streaming videos. That was a one-time thing just for you, Todd.
Right.
But you know, you got to be different. You got to stand out. And the idea of developing a road trip for your brand, I think, is something that can be a spectacularly impactful idea in 2018, 2019, or beyond.
As I've been listening to you, I came up with such, I think, is a great idea. Anyone out there can take it and run with it. But, you know, you've got Guy Fieri. He does, you know, Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He travels all over and he hits things. But you could do it. You could really niche down more specifically. And I was thinking about your, you said like you could go to all the Sbarros or all the Taco Bells or whatever, but I mean, you could even do it where you're finding out the best hamburger joint in each 50 states or the best hot dog in the state or the best, whatever it is, and hit. And you know, foodieism is so big on Instagram and social media. People love, I mean, foodies just go nuts and the foodie accounts just explode if they're done right. And this could be a thing where you're, and maybe there's somebody doing it. There probably is somebody doing it, but they drive around, they're seeking out the best hamburger in every state. And they're doing a 50 state, 100 day hamburger tour and showcasing it on all the platforms. I mean, brilliant.
I think it's a great idea. I think the possibilities are endless. I can already tell you that there are several places that immediately come to mind, not just because it's lunchtime, but because I'm in sort of in between Milwaukee, where I had the best cheeseburger I've ever had at AJ Bomber's, and the Cozy Inn in Salina, Kansas, where they make the Cozies that are little tiny slider-sized burgers. No cheese. You cannot get cheese at the Cozy Inn, but they're always packed with onions. So, I mean, these stories are already there.
Right.
You know, what's stopping you is this stodgy, backwards, antiquated thinking of so many CMOs that are out there that don't want to take a risk with their brand. You know, so I know that there are some daring CMOs, some marketers out there that are looking for ways to stand out, to win awards, to win attention away from their competitors. Setting up a road trip, and now with the power of live streaming, the power to connect in person with your audience. And it doesn't have to be me.
Right.
You know, I always talk about wanting to be a trailblazer. Find another live streamer, find another Snapchatter or an Instagrammer, put them in a bus, You know, get three or four of them together. That's where where the magic really happens, is when you have these folks collaborating with one another, sharing audiences, and the possibilities, honestly, are endless. Obviously, I'd love to be part of another one, but if I see another road trip going on, I'm always the first one to support and encourage and help them succeed as well.
I love it, my friend. Where can people find you?
Omaha, Nebraska. No.
I meant digitally, of course, for those of you on the podcast who can't see us laughing.
I am at Chris Strub across all my different social media channels. My website is teamstrub.com. So if you're looking to book me to speak, or you want to theoretically hire me to go find some hamburgers around the country, my press kit is up there as well. I've got a pinned tweet up now with direct links to get both copies of my book, the T-shirt, which will have to be your next purchase, so you can see the rock star schedule along the back. And of course, I have a live streaming course as well. It's called Live Streaming for Nonprofits, where you can check that out and learn from soup to nuts how to best use live streaming at your organization.
And folks, I have to say, if you follow Chris, I mean, keep in touch with him, pay attention to where he's going. And if you want to meet up with Chris, reach out. If you know he's coming your way, I mean, I've seen it for, I think I've known Chris for maybe two and a half years, and he's constantly meeting up with people. It's an awesome thing to see that he makes time for you if he's in your town, and people come out in droves who know Chris and know he's going to be in their town. They make a point to reach out to him, and they hook up for, you know, hamburgers or the whatever it could be. It could be bowling. It could be hamburgers. It could be a beer. It could be, you know, whatever. Chris is pretty open to doing just about whatever if he's in your town. And, you know, Chris, I just have to tell you, to have you as a friend means everything. You've been so generous to me through the years. I'm forever grateful. I don't know how I can ever be as generous back, but I try. And I just, I love what you're doing. I love your message. And I love knowing you're out there having fun and changing people's lives.
The feeling is mutual, Todd. I really do appreciate it. I'm very happy, not just to make time for this broadcast today, but to make double time. And I hate that we have to cut this particular broadcast short, but if you are watching live, you can join us again in about 90 minutes. Yeah. I'll be doing an episode of Grammar School with Todd. But first, I have to run and go do a Twitter chat. So if you're watching live again, I'll be doing #WeTalkBiz in just a moment. Sorry to all the podcast listeners who are like, dang, I missed that.
I think if you want to know Chris's schedule, I think he's using hashtag Strub Week, if I'm not mistaken.
Strub Week.
Yeah, Strub Week.
It's Strub Week, and Strub Week will continue in just about 90 minutes. Todd, thank you so much for your time. I really, really sincerely appreciate all the kind words. I'm very grateful to call you a friend, and I look forward to chatting again after lunch here in the Central Time Zone at 2:30 Central.
Sounds good, my friend. And podcast folks, thanks for listening. Chris, thanks again. We'll have you on again sometime soon. Good luck with Strub Week. Folks on the podcast, if you want to watch these videos, Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope. And until next time, folks, keep live streaming. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.